I don't believe in any existence prior to that. Souls don't come down from God. God creates the soul within the body of the mother. That is where your soul was made. He knit me in the belly. He formed us in the womb. But it is before that that he has his will concerning us. And he does know us in his will, in his purpose. He knows us all, because it's all from the beginning of the world. Everything was finished in God's eyes. He knew everything that was going to happen because he had planned it and determined it. That's why God can prophesy about the future. Or he sends words, because he knows exactly how things are going to turn out. Not because he's a good guesser, but because it's all planned. All of it. So, well, what's the point? Well, the point is God is making sons. And he wants them to experience certain things and go through certain things in order to be made into sons. He's creating the sons of God through flesh. So, well, couldn't he do it some other way? I suppose he could, but this is how he chose to do it. See, that's the point. It's God's will, not man's will. Not the way that seems right to man. Not to please man, but to please God. Everything is set that way. To reveal his son in me. I mean, the son of God would be revealed in him. See, that's ultimate, right there. A Christian. See, to be a Christian is to... what God wants to do is reveal Jesus Christ in you. How does he reveal Jesus Christ in you? By you becoming like Christ. That's the point of Christianity. That's why he died for our sins, so that we could be like him. See, because if we have sin on us, then we can't be like him. Our sins, our past sins, as Romans says, have to be wiped away. And then God brings us to the point where we don't have any more future sins, because he's worked all that out in us. And we have added to our faith. Abraham believed God, and then God sent him a son. Well, so I believe God, and God's going to add to my faith, virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance, etc., etc. That is the faith of him. That is according to his grace. That is what his grace does. Let grace reign through righteousness. As it says, that's a quote from Romans. And I'm not always so good with the addresses, but anything I say like that and say that's a quote, you can look it up in a concordance if you don't believe me. But if you don't believe me and you don't know where it's written, you need to study the Word of God. Because I tell you it is. So Paul's saying now in verse 18 that after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem. Oh, I read that. He saw Peter. He saw, with a short time, he didn't see any of the other apostles, just the Lord's brother. He saw James, But, now the things which I write unto you, verse 20, now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. I do not lie here. Afterward, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which he once destroyed. His conversion happened. He went to the wilderness. He saw some people. But, most of the people in Judea, and it's funny because he was a Jew. He was in Jerusalem when Stephen was stoned. I believe that was in Jerusalem. But anyways, he was bringing people, he got letters so he could go bring people, Jews who had converted to Christianity, or who had, whatever you want to say, who were continuing in the new covenant of God, who had received the Messiah, who were chosen. He was taking these people and dragging them back to Jerusalem. Okay? And he's saying, now, he'd been doing that. Now, Jews in Judea didn't even know the guy by face now. Meaning, they may have known about him persecuting them before. But the thing is, he'd become a new apostle. But he didn't, join up the churches of Judea. He didn't go back to the early churches in Judea and, I'm going to join and be a member now. I'm going to sit here and listen to good old Zedekiah here preach and learn a little bit about Jesus. Yeah, you know, he struck me down and now I gotta sit here. You know, I mean, he didn't do that. And they didn't even know who he was. They didn't know. All they knew was that he changed. And they glorified God in me. I mean, they glorified God over it. But they didn't know him. They didn't hardly see him. He was just, you know, he was so, you just see the picture of the apostle. He's converted and he's being taught of God. You know, which means the Old Testament and by spiritual revelation. But, you know, and some people say, well, Paul preached something different than Christ did. That's nonsense. That's so wrong. I don't understand it. They say, well, Jesus preached blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't, whoever says that, I can't begin to tell you how ignorant they are concerning God's words. And all I can say is that God must have so thoroughly confused their minds that even people of intelligence who you think could read words on a page and be able to compare them properly can't. They can't do it. I know. I'm a good reader. Okay? I'm a very good reader. And I also have the Spirit of God. That's even more important. Okay? But as someone who has the Spirit of God and is a good reader, I know that other men who have not the Spirit of God are neither have they the Spirit of God, nor can they read very well. And it's probably a combination of both. Because people always try to say that there's some sort of conflict. I am someone who knows all these. I mean, you could say there's a conflict between Paul and Romans about don't curse. And Paul in Romans where he says, let him be accursed. And Galatians here where he says, let him be accursed. It's really no conflict. Because they'd say, well, Jesus said, bless them that curse you. And Paul said, let them be accursed. No. Jesus said, bless them which curse you. He didn't say, bless them. I mean, because he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom against men. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in to go in. Woe unto you, woe unto you, woe unto you. I mean, he really came down on them. There were some people whom Jesus had no forgiveness for. You know, the woman caught in adultery, he gave her forgiveness. But there were a lot of Pharisees out there who were sinners. He didn't give forgiveness to. He gave forgiveness to Paul. You know, there were many adulteresses in Israel. How many of them do you think got forgiven? All of them or just the one? Well, maybe a few, right? You think they were all forgiven? And the one he forgave, he said, go and sin no more. True repentance is not just repenting from a single incident of sin, but from the actual, from the whole sinful cycle and repetitive nature of many sins. And there are things that happen one time shot, okay, but learn that one time shot and then don't do it again. But Christ gives us the power by his grace.